I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Amnesty International says laws and practices instituted by the Israeli government amount to apartheid. That's a volatile word, but what does it mean? Jonathan Kitab with Bethlehem Bible College is an international human rights attorney. He says apartheid involves separating two groups of people and using laws to give one the upper hand over the other. Israel's denied the charges, saying they originate from anti-Semitism.
We oppose anti-Semitism. We also oppose racism. We oppose it because God loves everybody, because we are created in the image of God. Jesus came to destroy the distinction between Jew and Gentile, male and female, master and slave. Jesus came to bring us all together.
Join us in asking God to strengthen believers and break down walls between Israel and Palestine. And Indonesia will move its political capital from Jakarta on the island of Java and build a new city on the island of Borneo. Jakarta suffers from severe overcrowding with congested traffic and a significant waste problem. Bruce Allen with FMI says Jakarta holds three times as many people as it was originally intended. The new city will bring an influx of people, and that's an opportunity for local churches. Allen spoke recently to FMI partners on Borneo.
They've noted that new mosques are already being built in this area before a lot of people even arrive. The Muslim majority, they're preparing for this influx of population. Yandi, our director of partnerships on the island, is saying we need to do the same thing. We need to have the church planters there now.
Pray for a strong Christian presence in the new city. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.